20. We intuit motives and assess character. This is our evolutionary advantage. Beyond the mountain, in the jungle to the north, Lai Zhen was running on all fours. "She's describing large figure eights on a repeating pattern," said Lank Suit. "Why?" said Lank. "I couldn't say," said the suit. "Can you make a guess?" "I'm not designed for that. I know about plants, birds, animals, fish, insects, diseases, food storage, construction." "Stop," said Lank. "Understanding humans is a full CPU commitment, even for a machine built to do it, which again, I'm not." "I get it," said Lank. "Fuck, can you ever stop?" "It's just that my thing is keeping you alive, and if you—" "Shut the fuck up," said Lank. Zhen had some kind of plan. Lank didn't know what it was, which made him nervous. Still, a pattern is predictable, and predictability is vulnerability. The situation everyone wants to be in is to know the future, and she'd given it to him. In the dark of the rain-soaked jungle, Lank took up a crouching position on the figure-eight turn and waited for Zhen to lope past. Like her, he was finding it significantly easier to move on all fours. The suit lengthened its front limbs and gave him enough back support to make the motion quick and pleasurable. Zhen was coming, legs pounding the earth like a dog after a fire truck. She was slowing on the turn, just as the suit said she would. "Say when," he said. "You are too close to do this safely," said the suit. "Too far away and I could miss." "There's a chance you could both end up without kneecaps," it said. "Thanks. I have understood the risks," he said. There would only be one chance to do this right. They waited for the sound of forelimbs hitting the wet soil, slower, slower. Then her suit was right there, racing like a hound. Lank eased his elbow forward. The suit said, "Now." Lank cracked the seal on the mining charge and hurled it directly in Zhen's path. There was an enormous sound. There was nothing. Then, there was rain. Clods of earth raining down, scattered and hard, smoke and debris. Recoil against his belly had forced him onto his back and driven the wind out of him, even inside the suit, his mind replaying the last moments, knowing that if it had done this to him, it must have destroyed her. "Where is the body?" he said. "I want to see the body."